After an accused drug dealer was arrested twice within a few days, La Crosse police released an official statement saying there's been a lack of accountability for certain criminals. The department says too often, drug dealers are caught and released to the streets within 24 hours. Some say this has created a revolving door at the jail. Captain Robert Lawrence says they want the justice system to hold certain criminals more accountable and perhaps create tougher penalties or higher bonds after the accused are arrested.
There's an influx of people coming to communities, and if they have resources that they can receive when they come here, and then there's little accountability or maybe a softer accountability than, say, another community, why not set up shop here and victimize the community, as some people have chosen to do.
Calls made to the La Crosse District Attorney's Office were not returned. This is not the first time that cops have criticized prosecutors and judges, but this is an unusually public squabble. University of Wisconsin law professor Dave Schultz says the disagreement does not surprise him. He says every agency has a role to play, and it's not up to the police to decide bail amounts or when a person is released. He says those are established to make sure a person shows up for future court appearances.
It's not supposed to be continued confinement for the pure purposes of punishment because the person hasn't been found guilty of anything yet.
La Crosse police say ultimately they hope this sparks a conversation about reforms in the community. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.